Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon.
What the damn move.
Hump day. Halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill
it's
from here.
It's going to be warm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Didn't it feel good yesterday afternoon?
Okay. It was awesome yesterday afternoon. Okay, Bo, I got a bone to pick with you.
Pick the bone.
I was walking all outside yesterday looking for this damn whatever you called it yesterday.
Yeah, the planet parade.
Couldn't find it.
I mean, you couldn't find them.
I was looking.
Was it daytime still?
No. Oh. Damn it. But I didn't see it. It was a beautiful night. Stars, everything.
It was a beautiful, clear night.
If you look up, and it'll be the same tonight.
I looked up.
The brightest object in the sky was Venus, and Jupiter was right
next
to it.
Maybe I need to go out, because I got them trees. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it was the angle.
Like wander out into the cul-de-sac.
Maybe I need to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I did. I was out there. Oh, you were? Okay. I didn't
see
it.
The coolest thing that you can see with the naked eye, and you can see, so if you look with binoculars, if you have binoculars and find Jupiter, which you can find it with an app, but it's a very, very just bright object. You can see the moons, Jupiter's 4 biggest moons with binoculars.
Okay. Really?
But the coolest thing right now, Mars is in conjunction with the Earth, meaning it's the closest it'll be all year, you can actually see red, which is kind of cool because normally when Mars is viewable, by the naked eye, you can't tell that it's red.
Yeah, I was reading
up there, you can tell it's red. It's pretty cool.
I was reading about how, because they want to go, right? And they want, that's part of what the SpaceX thing is. They want to go. They have to time it to when it's close because it saved. Like, I never thought about that. Like, obviously, you wouldn't want to wait till you were way away from it in the solar system. You'd want to time it to when you're at your closest to it. It's just stuff you never consider when you're not thinking about space travel. I'll tell you this.
They had that.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, they had that.
I'm not interested.
Hey, Total Recall was enough for me.
Yeah.
The first one, that was enough for me. That's close. I want to get to damn Mars.
Matt Damon had to eat. I like French fries and tater tots and all that, but I don't like potatoes that much.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to live on Mars.
Yeah. You know the thing, Bo, when we talk about you not owning, I've never owned a pair of binoculars before.
Oh, really?
I've never owned a pair. So,
we got some binoculars.
Yeah, I've never owned a pair of binoculars for various reasons.
Why? What do you associate binoculars with? Perverts?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that what I look like when I'm out in the yard with binoculars?
I'm looking up, though. No.
Pretty much.
The perverts are in the window.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the blinds. If you're behind the blinds with the binoculars, then you look like a pervert. If you're in your yard with binoculars, you just kind of look like a weirdo.
Yeah.
But everybody gets it. We have them because we take them like hiking and stuff. Because sometimes you'll be out on a hike. It's like, oh, is that a peregrine falcon over there? And then you want to get,
So the neighborhood that Tara and I live in Roswell, we have a bunch of trees. So in a similar situation last year, I broke my binoculars out and I was trying to show some stuff to Tara, but we had trees in the way. We went all around the neighborhood. We were actually laying down in people's yards because you want to hold them steady.
Right.
It's hard to get binoculars steady.
Yeah, because that little body shake that
That
probably
have. Looked weird.
Yeah, for
nobody
sure.
Nobody ever came out and said anything.
I would have said something.
Yeah, I would have been like, what are you doing in my yard?
You're laying in my damn that's the first thing. Why are you walking in my damn grass? Why? No. Why are y'all
like
laying
in the middle
in my grass?
Of somebody's yard?
What are you looking for? Lily has some little pink ones. She got at some hike we went on in North Carolina, and she calls them knocklers.
Yes, that's always a cute
And I think that's really great.
Knocklers.
So I'm just going to call mine knocklers,
all right.
too.
All right. Real quick, and then we're going to end of a huddle. I saw that Chuck Pagano, love Chuck. He's going back to Red Law started for the Ravens, but good for Chuck.
Okay.
I remember Chuck got real sick.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, his brother was on the staff in San Diego. And so, you know, for him to come back and you know, because he was out of league for a while.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, he wants to go back to the Ravens. Hell of a get for them.
Now, he had been a part of the Pat McAfee show,
yes.
right? Like, he was, uh-huh. I don't know if it was every day,
but he
was on the show quite a bit.
Now, Pat does a football guy a day.
Oh, okay.
That sits in that chair right there.
Okay.
And
cool.
Yeah, Chuck was Tuesdays, I think it was. But, yeah, good for Chuck, man. Good dude, man.
All right.
Really good dude.
That's awesome. Yeah, congratulations to him. With all that, let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
Da-da-da.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. All right. We're kind of talking about some of the coaching carousel stuff, new hires, fires, all that. It's a new regime in New York with the Jets. Everybody's pulling for the guy. It's New York, though, and this guy's the owner still. Here's Woody Johnson.
Him in his hat.
And I don't know. This is something that I've always wondered about because we talk about this all the time. When things don't go well, it's ownership, all that. Like, what makes someone a good – I guess I know what makes you a bad owner.
Yes.
Like, Daniel Snyder was a bad owner.
Right.
We all understand why he was a bad owner. Woody Johnson talking about trying to be a better owner.
I'm going to leave that to them. You know, they've got to take a look at how the team's composed and what they think they need and put all that together.
Woody, would you welcome Aaron Rodgers back if your coach and general manager would like to go that route?
Absolutely.
That,
I have to
that
look
was
in the mirror.
That was
and,
a Rodgers.
Right. And
yeah.
I have to be a better owner. And I'm trying to be better. And I do self-scout. And a lot of people scout for me.
Not a self-scout.
I've got to have patience or whatever.
Yes.
I've got to let them evolve as in these positions, which I think they will. I think it'll be quick. But I think they'll evolve.
He's right. He has to get the hell out the way.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, you got to keep your damn son and his friends out of the damn locker room.
Yeah, we're not doing Madden rating.
You got to do all that. Keep that crap out of here and everything like that. I don't think he wants Aaron Rodgers back.
No. Why would he?
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I don't think Woody wants that back. You know, and I don't think AG wants it.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, and so I think it comes down to, you know, what's GM want? And they're supposed to be this collaboration and all these things because they're not together. They're a lot like Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith. They're a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
One didn't pick the other. The owner pretty much picked both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so to get on the same page, that is always a hard thing. But you know, that's how you get to learn and get to know each other. This time right now is very important for them two to get to know each other and everything, because you're going to try to build a football team.
Couple things on that. If they don't want him, I guess it comes down to Aaron Rodgers, if he still wants to play, because he hasn't committed to that one way or the other. If they don't want him, and he wants to play,
right?
Does somebody want him?
Probably.
You think so?
Probably.
Who do you think?
Probably. Could he play Could he play for Pete Carroll?
I could see Pete Carroll trying.
Yeah,
Pete Carroll's not afraid to give it a shot on a, you know,
and
on
Tom,
a personality.
And him and Tom are friends.
Tom.
Brady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tom's going to have Pete said Tom's going to have a big input in this position. So,
okay.
Here's Pete
from earlier this week talking about a different veteran quarterback, one that he's worked with, Russell Wilson.
We're just in the midst of just trying to, you know, find the puzzle pieces, not even putting them together yet. So I can't even say. I mean, guys are still, free agency hasn't come yet. That's the first competitive opportunity that will occur, and then the draft is coming. You know, we'll have that opportunity to do things. I can't tell you right now. I mean, I could guess, but it would just be a guess. So, but I promise you, if you're a real competitor, you're not letting options get away from you. So we're going to consider every option as a possibility.
That takes a lot of, I don't know, maturity, I guess.
Well, I mean, they said they made up, and I can't remember what reporter said. They said they last couple after whatever happened last year, or so they've been, you know, communicating and everything like that.
That's good to hear.
Mending that relationship. So, I mean, it could be a possibility.
I was going to say, if it's between those two guys, you got an old, crazy, injury-prone Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
and a guy who tried to get you fired.
I would go with air.
That's a tough.
I'd probably go with air.
It's not a great place to be in. No. If that's your choice. Or maybe you sign Sam Darnold.
I mean, Sam Darnold. I still ain't all in on Sam Darnold.
No, I'm not all in.
I know he had a good year and everything like that. I just ain't like.
We know this, but it's just one of those situations where when you're where they are, you're in a bad spot. Like, yeah. There's no good options at quarterback. Otherwise, you would have already taken it. Can I make a petition real quick, by the way, just unrelated to much other than something that was just said? When we talk about reflection on ourselves, can we just call it self-scouting?
Yep.
From now on?
Always.
I'm going to do a little self-scout.
Always.
And then come back, I'll let you know?
Yep.
Okay, sounds good.
Always, man, always. I like the Brown GM. I like Andrew Beer. I think he's a damn stud GM. He says, again, Myles Garrett is not being traded.
I wouldn't trade him either. It's the best player we've ever had.
He's the best guy we got. There's no way in hell I would trade Myles Garrett.
The best guy we've had since Jim Brown. No. I'm not trading this guy.
If I'm Myles, I'm going to say, let me get some more of that cheddar.
Yeah, or trade me.
Or trade me.
Because this situation sucks. Yep. I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, let me go
get some
of that.
Franchise is terrible. Why are you so bad? Why can't you figure it out? Here's Brian Schottenheimer. Speaking of weird situations and hires, talking about who he gives his credit to.
Pete Carroll challenged me in a number of ways. He challenged me to continue to be authentic, to continue to dive into the relationships that matter, which is your coaches, your players, ownership. He challenged me offensively, to be honest with you. He challenged me with, hey, what do you think about this scheme? What do you think about that scheme? You know, and the McVay Shanahan style was taken off, and in Seattle we were competing against, you know, Sean and Kyle, and so he was pressing me. So I just really feel like things changed for me when I went with Pete.
It's amazing that they call it the Shanahan and McVay, because it's a Shanahan, his dad, pretty much system,
right.
But they just took it to another damn level,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's crazy because. When you look at who's being wooed as far as offensive coordinator guys, they're those guys.
Yep.
You know, and because of the fact is that it's still a really good base scheme, but yet maybe something rubbed off on you that those guys. Now those two dudes are really, really damn smart.
They are really smart.
They're
really smart.
You know,
and a number of the guys that teams have taken chances on from their tree have come in and done a good job. Yes. Not everyone. But there's still enough cachet to where it's like.
There's still more.
Oh, you worked positive. You worked with Sean McVay?
There's still so many more good than. Because I'm trying to think, since that's been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bobby Slowick's been fired.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen. And here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach Mike down in Miami's on the hot seat. But yeah, other than that, I mean, it's usually been working.
Pretty much.
It's usually been working.
Well, just look at Liam Cohen. I didn't realize this. If he keeps this job in Jacksonville for 3 years, that'll be the longest he's ever had any job in coaching.
Really?
All he's done is bounce around and move his way up and all that. But he was in L.A. a couple times. He was the assistant quarterback coach in 2020. He was the offensive coordinator in 22. So he's got that Sean McVay magic dust on him. So you got to take a chance.
Give him a chance.
It's his story is pretty crazy. Like, from the Ivy League to, like, UMass to Maine. I don't know how he got from Maine to the Rams, but he's there. And then he's at Kentucky. And then he's back with the Rams.
Yep.
And then he's back at Kentucky.
And then,
he's Tampa.
And now
he's the head coach.
Yeah.
And he can't say Duval right.
That's a hell of a damn ride.
It's crazy. It's either going to be, damn, they found a genius, or what were they thinking?
And I'm not gonna go in on them on the Duval.
Wow, we did it yesterday for 10 minutes.
Gummy.
Yes, he did. He sounds high. He sounds very relaxed, which is fine.
You want to do your
introductory press conference high? That's a choice. But anyway, all right, we'll come back. We'll get into a couple of different Falcons conversations, including if the Falcons MVP in 2025 is the same guy that it was in 2024. Is it a good thing? No. Answer that question after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.